What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, April 3rd. Our top stories for the day. I'm going to take a Trump date. We're going to talk about the border, healthcare, hackers, and his father's birthplace.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's going to tell us the legend of Joe Exotic.
It's almost as good as Joe Dirt. It's a good legend.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Very excited. Wes is going to tell us about some good old South Carolina church shouting.
Yeah, just some good old Christians doing Christian things down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pat will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. Okay, let's get into the Trump date. First up, the southern border. So last week, you may remember that President Trump said he may be forced to shut down the southern border to keep the country safe from the national emergency.
Gotta keep it safe.
I do remember that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we covered it here. So you knew in advance, but I'm going to give you the update now. So even though both Pelosi in the House and McConnell in the Senate have said that they can't get a border deal done fast enough and that shutting down the border would be catastrophic to the economy, Trump said on Tuesday, quote, if we don't make a deal with Congress, the border's going to be closed 100%, unquote.
That's all the percents.
That's every percent.
Yeah, that means it's closed.
It sounds like we don't even need the wall if you can just, you know, claim it's closed.
Yeah, why didn't they just why didn't they bring this up as a solution earlier? Yeah.
I think that's what he's thinking too. He just figured it out.
Yeah, we just claim it's closed and that's it.
I'm just gonna shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
Done deal.
Waste of time.
Yeah, so not only does Trump want action now from Congress on a border deal, he also cut foreign aid for Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, basically saying, why would we aid them if they send caravans at us? So
I don't know, because they harbor MS-13.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of reasons why, but at the same time, you know, this is kind of like one of those it's hot outside, so where's your climate change arguments? Like,
it's true.
I don't think Trump's going to be a guest of honor at the CONCACAF away games coming up.
Oh, God. it's so hard on my dyslexia, so. CONCACAF.
I meant cold outside. Where's your climate change?
Yeah, we knew.
That's what. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Next up, healthcare. You may remember Trump's tweet from last week about how the Republicans will become the party of healthcare.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what it means? Can you?
No, but it
No, not at all.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, this week, maybe not so much. Trump met with McConnell, that's the Senate Majority Leader,
on Monday. Old turkey neck.
Oh, yeah. Trump met with McConnell on Monday where they discussed the strategy, which apparently will be the strategy to approaching healthcare, which apparently will be try and use the next year to keep costs down on healthcare, otherwise known as gutting Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, as much as you can, and try to get it overturned in court. And then after that, the party of healthcare, the Republicans, will propose comprehensive healthcare measures to replace the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare after 2020. So a little bit of a punt from where they were last week, to which I'm sure all Democrats are muttering to themselves, well, that's just not possible.
That's the old repeal, replace.
Yeah.
Repeal, then replace.
Really, the Republicans lucked out by getting to calling themselves the healthcare party first. That, I mean,
It's a fun sounding name. Did they really?
I mean, the Democrats had Obamacare for the last 6 years.
Yeah, but did they call themselves the healthcare party?
If you have the opportunity, you got to use it.
Your move, Democrats.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, maybe that's all this is. I think all the deals suck. Americans are still getting fucked by everybody in healthcare, no matter who's making the fucking rules.
We're all paying too much.
Yeah.
We're all paying too much. I'm due for a torn ACL here just to get my money's worth.
Well, just let's get you on the soccer pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Over the weekend,
it'll happen.
A woman was arrested at Mar-a-Lago, Trump's Florida resort home, for trying to infiltrate the property with malware. Even though she wasn't on the guest list at the club, she was let in to use the pool she was eventually let in by a manager. She also told a secret service officer she was going to use the pool. And the manager then let her in because she thought she may be related to another guest.
Right. After she thought she might be the guest of honor who was out to give out 15 hand jobs. And he was ushering her in red carpet style. Like, get on in here.
I had no idea this was a club. I thought it was just his private residence. I had no idea.
Well, I think Mar-a-Lago has like space for guests and stuff.
And I thought that was just like the name of his like Southern White House.
Mm. It is, but they have like you can stay there. Like,
gotcha.
You can pay to stay there, I believe, or get like you know set up to stay there. I don't know how it works.
Learn something
you
every
you
day.
Could be a guest.
welcome to Hard Factor, Wes.
Learn something every day.
Anyways, they let her in because they thought she might be related to a regular guest. After she got in, though, it became clear that she was not related to anybody. She started spouting off about being there for some kind of US-China-UN friendship summit, which everybody knew wasn't real. So then she got caught. She had 2 Chinese passports on her, 4 cell phones, a laptop, and multiple external drives that contained malware, but no swimsuit. So she wasn't there to swim. Yeah.
She was so prepared with her, lies that she just didn't think that the fake conference might have tipped people off.
If she had just said the U.S. China enemy summit, they would have let her go.
I believe we're holding this conference in the server room.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Just taking the server. She should have just hired Beto. Beto, psychedelic warlord, would have got the malware in.
It's
and
true.
Applied. No lickety split.
It's quite a hacker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He really missed the boat on his career. Should have gone that route. Anyways, hope this lady likes Guantanamo Bay or wherever they're going to torture her. finally, on Tuesday, President Trump once again claimed that his father was born in a very wonderful place in Germany. The issue here is that
snowed a lot.
He said it at least 3 times. The issue here is that it was Trump's grandfather, Friedrich Trump, who was born in Germany. His father, Fred Trump, was just born in New York.
Fuck this. He misspoke. He's old as fuck. It's not like he was really claiming that his dad was born in Germany. He misspoke.
He says it over and over again. So like he's clearly he doesn't want to say grandfather. He'd just rather say father.
One of 2 things is happening. Either he's losing his mind. That's possible.
That's possible.
Or he is so into conning people and saying the right thing to the right people at the right time that he's just fine with lying.
I think he loves Christmas and his time with his dad. And he thinks of like Germany and like Kris Kringle or whatever the German Santa Claus was.
Krampus.
Krampus. No, right. that's a bad one. But yeah, like there's a name for
Saint Nick,
something like that. And I think he just pictures this little perfect town in Germany with the snow falling and him and his Fascher.
Yeah, and his Pata. My Pata.
It doesn't fucking matter. Who cares?
No, it's a nothing burger.
It's his grandfather is named Friedrich and his dad's name is Fred. So it's like that could be confusing.
There you go.
That's it. That's it for the Trump date.
Nice. Big week for Trump. All right. I'm going to read this headline verbatim if you guys don't mind.
Please.
A federal jury on Tuesday convicted a former Oklahoma gubernatorial, your favorite word, Pat.
Thank you.
Gubernatorial candidate and zookeeper in an attempted murder for hire plot.
Okay. So I'm in.
Quite a mouthful.
Lock me in.
They actually watered it down. It could have been a lot worse in the headline. It was a 6-day-long trial for Joseph Allen Maldonado Passage, better known as Joe Exotic. Thanks for shortening that 4 names,
His
Joe.
Real name is great, too. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a little long, though. It doesn't roll. Joe Exotic's a 56-year-old man who was accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill Carol Baskin, the founder of the Big Cat Rescue Animal Center that Joe Exotic was the zookeeper at. Apparently, Baskin criticized Exotic Joe's treatment of the animals, which is not something Joe could let fly.
That is a murderous offense.
Yeah. Exotic Joe might have gotten his name because of his proclivity for exotic animals, because he was a zookeeper at a different zoo as well. Before he was running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could just be because of his physical appearance.
Yep.
Because this scumbag looks like Dee Snider and Dog the Bounty Hunter did a face morph on an app.
What kind of pants does this guy wear? Yeah. If your name is Joe Exotic, you got some sweet fucking pants.
Yeah,
tactical. Everything is tactical.
Leather tactical.
Joe Exotic looks like a guy that would sell you drugs he knew would knock you out, follow you around until you passed out, rob you and rape you, and then steal the leftover drugs and sell them to somebody else and repeat the process.
And then blame you for it.
It's true. It's true. If you take a look at his picture and then you play back Will's story, it
That's almost nice.
It fits. Yeah, it fits.
That's almost nice.
Yeah, it might be worse. Apparently, Joe Exotic made a series of threatening Facebook videos, which were shown to the jury. The first one was of Joe Exotic shooting a blow-up Carol doll while he was ranting, "If she doesn't watch out, this is like what's going to happen to her. She doesn't even know. She needs to leave me alone." So he just shot a doll in the head that said Carol written on it.
Oh, God.
And then other videos showed him pretending to dig a grave for Baskin. Probably use the doll again on that one.
That's fucking awesome.
And another one was him threatening to mail her rattlesnakes, which no one really wants to receive rattlesnakes in the mail.
That is the ultimate threatening video, is you digging a grave for someone with a headstone that says their name on it.
When you're whispering, guess what? It's for you. I'm not going to stop till it's 6 feet.
It's like constant eye contact with the camera.
And it's hard to dig a grave. At the end of the video, whether you're joking or not, the hole's still there.
Oh, yeah. You can only film an excerpt. You can't film the whole thing. That takes hours.
No, yeah, it's a time lapse. He comes back. I was here the whole time. Prosecutors also presented, that was him threatening her, but prosecutors also presented evidence that Joe Exotic offered $10,000 to an undercover FBI agent to kill Baskin. So that's what he went down for.
He really wanted this woman dead.
And guess what? The conversation was recorded, because that's what the FBI undercover agents do. They usually record those over the phone.
How do you go about finding a hitman? I know, I've never understood
that. Your personal trainer.
Usually you get linked up with an FBI agent.
Right, exactly.
Everyone knows that.
Joe's attorneys say that Joe wasn't being serious. He was joking around. They admit he offered the money, but it wasn't like a serious thing.
Go to Gold's Gym, Wes. Go to Gold's Gym and hang out in the locker room.
That's right. We went over this.
Yeah, that's where you find hitmen.
Gold's Gym. We went over it.
Everyone knows that.
Baskin obviously was not harmed because it was the FBI agent and Joe didn't shoot her, so she's alive and fine. And Joe Exotic was also found guilty in the deaths of 5 tigers.
Hmm. Oh, really? Don't like that.
And selling and offering to sell tigers. So maybe she was right about his handling of animals.
Yeah, like, it sounds like she was dead on.
Yeah. He got all mad at her and he's got 5 dead tigers on his hands.
died of natural causes, Carol!
And so he also sold and offered to sell tiger cubs, which is not allowed. So
I hate being called out for killing tigers.
And to Will,
these tigers were sick to begin with, Carol.
To Will's point, like if he was selling tigers, right? Like if you look at a picture of this guy, he's gonna be the first person you go to if you're gonna buy tigers. The zookeeper of a big cat sanctuary that keeps getting caught getting blowjobs from prostitutes and smoking crack in the men's room and like letting the tigers run around. Like of course if you want a tiger, you ask that guy.
He's gonna have the best tigers.
Right. You know, it's like a one step process.
He's got tigers, he's got steroids.
It's like your cell phone records show a lot of calls to China, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. It's a one step process. Yeah. You ask him how much.
You know that Joe is talking about the quality of his tigers. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to go to her. She's got bad tigers.
You seem to like coming to the zoo. Can I sell you one of these? None of that's confirmed, but as we said, just looking at a picture, it's kind of like the David Blaine thing. You can make your own assumption.
Yeah. Right. Let your imagination guide you on this one after looking at his picture.
Yeah.
For sure. In case you were wondering about the gubernatorial race, he ran as a libertarian in an all-libertarian race, and he got 3rd out of 3rd in 2018. he was also a popular write-in candidate for the 2016 presidential election. Now, let's take it to the internet about Exotic Joe, where that's where I learned a whole new side of Joe that I had to go back and check, and it checks out for the most part. Melissa Priest Johnson says, really hope the investigators open up the case of his dead husband. So, Joe is a openly gay man in his videos, and I guess he has a dead husband.
Yeah, he's a dead husband.
And then Renee Looper says, my understanding from a friend who was a cop there in his town is 2 of his husbands have killed themselves.
Oh,
and they've gone out on many, many, many domestic calls, violence calls to Joe's house. So,
see, this is why I love news from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
When you see small town news, you can get info from the comment section.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
What I'm saying. Now we've got a to be continued on Joe Exotic.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Renee Looper.
More charges coming.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. All right, guys. I got a quote for you. I cut people. I got a knife right in that pocketbook.
YNW Melly said that. That's a YNW Melly quote.
That's a Hillary Clinton. Everyone knows that.
Not Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Ah, yeah, see, I'm on the same, it's a rapper.
No, well, if you had said a pastor standing at the pulpit of a megachurch in South Carolina, you would have been correct.
Ah, so, shit.
Yeah, maybe it was the way I said it. that's right.
You didn't say, oh, man.
Kind of Clinton-esque, if you ask me. Yeah.
So that's right. Pastor Hope Carpenter, who was giving a guest sermon at her former favorite place to scam people, the Relentless Church in Greenville, South Carolina, a non-denominational non-denominational Christian megachurch.
Yeah, that take anyone's money, right?
Whoa, non-denominational Christian megachurch.
That's right.
That's never what heard most of them are, I believe, these
yes,
days.
Like, yes, oh, yeah. It is. Shit. Yeah. And it was aimed at the local newspaper, the Greenville News, in response to the many articles they have written exposing the shit out of the church's new leaders, John and Aventer Gray, as being complete bullshitters and thieves, allegedly.
Well, Aventer's a bullshit name. So.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, that's a fake out. Name. That's not even a real name.
That's a fake name.
Yeah. Yeah. So adding to her Christian threat of violence against their fellow man, Pastor Hope added, quote, Greenville News, come on. We done went through this. I'm still here. And guess who else is still going to be here? Pointing to the church's new leader, John Gray. Yeah. So to this, John Gray nodded as if to say, you bet your Christian ass will cut you.
Yeah.
Which was met with a loud cheer from the good Christians in the congregation. So
they then dug a grave.
Kill them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
threw copies of the Greenville News in there.
So why are they threatening to cut these fucking news people?
Yeah. Kill them. May God be with you. Yeah. May God be with you.
I don't know, but if they got the entire congregation against this newspaper, it might be time for the newspaper to back off.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
They're going to get
They've
gonna
got
get
a lot
fucked.
Of people, yeah.
They might get stoned.
They're going to get burned. So here's the gist. The Greenville newspaper is on to the church's new controversial leaders and is calling them out. The first article they wrote called out the fact that John bought his wife a $200,000 Lambo as a anniversary present.
It's just what they cost
us. You know, normal, just modest present. Modest pastor stuff. Especially when you're clearly using the money that the poor brainwashed congregation is handing over.
He might have invented gold before he was a pastor.
That's true.
He's the world's first alchemist.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Lambos. It's kind of a deal.
Yeah. So, because we all know, you know, pastors, God wants pastors' wives to drive Lambos and while children starve. That's just the way it goes. Viticus something says
322.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leviticus.
Sorry, Pat. Mm-hmm. Pastor John, of course, lied through his teeth, saying there was not a single nickel of church money was used to buy the sports car, blah, blah, blah.
It's
blah,
his
blah,
other
blah,
job
blah.
That doesn't exist, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bitcoin.
The paper then revealed that the Aventers were living in a $1.8 million house, all funded by church money. So this is pretty classic mega church stuff. I mean, it's just what happens.
It's like Joel Osteen.
Yeah, right. Pretty common.
Exactly.
It takes a fucking helicopter to
Yeah, there was a guy, like, I think in Atlanta that was like, he owned like a jet plane. And
yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To spread the word of God.
They're
faster.
Like billionaires.
Right. Right.
Then the newspaper uncovered that Pastor John asked the congregation to raise $250,000 to repair the church's roof and claimed the church was in millions of dollars of debt, all while his wife was driving a Lambo into the garage of their mansion.
Yeah, you think he could maybe sell the Lambo? Help out the church?
It was an anniversary present, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take away an anniversary present.
So,
that's right.
So they're mad that the paper ran these true stories about them.
Yes.
Correct.
They're mad the paper is calling them out.
And I'm also going to go out on a limb here and guess that they're all hardcore Republicans, right?
You think in Greenville, South Carolina, at a mega church? Maybe.
Hold on. Yeah, non-denominational.
This is my favorite part about like evangelical right. Okay, so it's a real common theme these days that conservative thought and free speech is under attack. Right, but at the same fucking time, the evangelical right leader at the church is saying she's going to cut a fucking reporter for publishing the truth about her. There's nothing more intimidating to free speech than that.
Right.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
And then instead of the town being like, maybe we should investigate or press charges, they're all like, yeah, let's cut them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, let's intimidate the fuck out of them for
telling
the truth.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that Second Amendment and use it to take care of that First Amendment.
Take care of that first, buddy.
How much more money can I pay you to cut them for real?
It's funny. It's like, but both sides do it. You know, as I'm not just saying only Republicans do this, but it is a ridiculous part of
body
of the
Christ.
Yeah. So, in closing, in a statement given by the church spokesperson, quote, neither our pastors or anyone in our leadership would agree with any type of communication that would encourage or incite violence against another individual or entity.
We'd we'd cut them.
Right.
So this is the cleanup work.
This is the cleanup.
Spokesperson's like, oh, yeah. No.
This is the bullshit.
Right.
While we believe Pastor Hope was joking, we completely understand how her comments could be received in today's climate. You know, when you say you're going to cut someone, That's pretty much what it means.
Right.
There is no place in our society for words that could fan the flames of discord.
And then they ended it with just the address for the Greenville newspaper. Mm-hmm. Just their address in case you wanted to go check it out.
Yeah.
Send all bombs here.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, Will, they would have said, don't mail bombs too.
Right, don't mail bombs to here.
They hate them.
Yeah. That place is going to go up in flames pretty soon. So going to the internet, Are We Winning Yet? Says, give me your money. If you don't, I'll cut you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then the Dowager Queen Beastly says, apparently she's related to Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Hmm.
She likes to get things done violently.
Hmm. All right, let's take it over to the lightning round. Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by Tommy John. When we heard Tommy John was our sponsor, they were nice enough to send us some of their fine underwear. And when I put the first pair on, I didn't want to take them off, so I haven't. I've been wearing the same pair for the better part of 2 weeks, and they still feel fresh. These undies have the fabrics that you need to stay cool and dry and adjustment-free. And they have a no-wedgie guarantee, which is something I was concerned about as I was rounding week one. But in these things, they have a comfortable stay-put waistband and luxurious soft fabrics that are designed to move with you. Look, Tommy John's is so sure you're going to love the fit and feel that it's all backed by their best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. That means if you don't love your first pair, and trust me, you will, you'll get a free refund. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Hurry up to TommyJohn.com/hard now to get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/hard for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/hard.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt.
Oh, yeah!
So Joe Biden dominated the headlines again yesterday as two more women came forward and said that he touched them inappropriately, which has prompted supporters of Biden to come to his defense. Senator Susan Collins.
Let me guess, he smelled him a little bit too.
That's his MO.
He uses a couple senses.
Yeah. Senator Susan Collins of Maine described Biden as, quote, a very affectionate individual who's a natural toucher. And Nancy Pelosi gave him a direct piece of advice saying, quote, just pretend you have a cold, Joe. Nice try, Nancy, but we all know a cold wouldn't stop Biden. It's like he's in a permanent state of experiencing ecstasy for the first time. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I do know that this is giving a whole different connotation to his nickname, Uncle Joe.
So she's saying just always give people space like you have a cold.
Yes.
You wouldn't go near him?
That's what Pelosi's saying.
Hmm. Yeah. But, well, she's lived her life by that standard. Look where it's got her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's cold. She's a cold bitch.
Biden's going to... Biden's absolutely going to choke to death on hair. That's how he's going to go out. He's just going to have too much too much in his throat, and he's just going to eventually clog himself.
Like a vacuum.
Yeah. You mentioned ecstasy. If he ever got on ecstasy, he would. He would sniff his way to death.
Yep. Oh, he's dead. Great news for horny prisoners in Pennsylvania yesterday, as two Penn State fraternity boys were sentenced to jail for their part in the hazing death of Beta Theta Pi pledge Tim Piazza. That's Joshua Kwiatkowski, age 20, and he was sentenced to 24 to 36 hell weeks.
It's Krzyzewski.
Well, Michael Bontucci got off relatively easy with just four hell weeks. Look, with luck, they'll both be out in time to root for the other Pride of Pennsylvania, the Nittany Lions football program. Yeah, the month.
A month.
What was the point, right? Yeah. An Orem, Utah teenage girl was arrested Friday for setting fire to two churches and writing graffiti, including Satan Lives, but not necessarily in that order. When asked why the 18-year-old said she did it, she said, quote, I felt like playing with fire because of my crazy life at home.
Bullshit. She watched Lords of Chaos.
Everyone knows that's code for she finds Mormons to be smug.
She watched this movie that came out, Lords of Chaos.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. She sure as shit has.
Well, when she was apprehended, the police found her with a backpack containing gasoline, a power drill, a lighter, and a black Sharpie, at which point they asked if she was headed to Vegas.
Yeah, and a DVD copy of Lords of Chaos.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't tell if Mormons are just really nice or just extremely condescending.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's really hard to tell.
You can be both.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're genuinely nice.
No, they're very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
A lot of them work at Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Anyway, and finally, the most racist tweet of all time, potentially, Conor McGregor tweeted, quote, your wife is a towel mate. And that was directed at Khabib, whose wife is a Muslim.
What do you mean? Their wedding ceremony, I think, or something like that, where she was covered in some sort of ritualistic veil. Very insensitive by McGregor. Also pretty funny copy for a tweet. So
yeah, you know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, though, because there was a comma missing between the words towel and mate. So it might be a towel mate, which is a towel related product.
Some
on
of that,
one
some of that you wrap around and love.
Who knows?
Like a towel out of the shower.
Something you get at like a barbecue joint when you're done eating.
Hey man, you got a towel mate for me?
Yeah, he definitely meant it in a loving way. Like she's beautiful on her wedding day.
Right. No, he wasn't on drunk on whiskey.
Yeah. And that's it for Hard Factor. Tomorrow's the last day of our weight loss competition, so we'll announce the winner and loser, which will probably be me, and the punishment. Also, if we reach a combined total 200 pounds lost, Mikey Podcast has to walk around New York for the next week looking like Art Alexakis. That's an Everclear joke.
Yeah, he's got a bleach blonde his hair, and we've been talking mad shit to him today, so we better...
Pat, you better take that fucking laxative, bro.
I'm taking a laxative. Oh, and about the bonus Friday episode, you guys crushed it last week with 5-star iTunes reviews. Reminder, if you're a first-time listener, if we get 100 5-star iTunes reviews, we'll do a bonus Friday episode. Right now, we're at a total of 6, which is totally fucking pathetic. So if you want us to work on Friday, steal your coworker's phone and smash 5 stars, and have a great fucking day.
See you later, you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working.